June 12, 2010, the midnight service at the United Hearts Field. The weekend of the United Hearts. Jesus is here with his heart exposed. He says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I come once again for the welfare of all, which is personal holiness and salvation. Understand that the gravest disaster this nation and the world face is that of spiritual apathy. This disease has led to every sort of debauchery. Free will, in many cases, has become its own god. Unity through holy love eludes this generation, which has chosen disunity and moral degradation. I have come to offer you light in darkness, joy amidst sorrow, truth to lead you around the obstacle of lies. You will not find peace outside of holy love. Holy love is the hope of this generation. In the world, you are experiencing a disastrous pollution of the Gulf of Mexico. The effects are and will be far-reaching. Even more devastating are the effects of disregard for God's laws. The pollution in the Gulf bubbles up to the surface, affecting many lives, industry, and the environment. But, my brothers and sisters, the pollution that is in hearts has a more far-reaching effect. Disregard for God's laws has resulted in abortion, not just killing wildlife, but claiming human life. Not just damaging shorelines and fishing industry, but changing the course of human history forever by virtue of the lives taken, the vocations eliminated, the leaders who never rose to prominence. Please understand, godlessness is exacting a toll. Godless laws demand God's justice. I do not come to threaten, but to help you see with the eyes of truth. The more mankind flagrantly opposes the will of God, the greater the distance between the protective hand of my Father and all of earth. You cannot live as though God does not exist without the eternal now calling you back to dependence upon him through trials which bring humanity into the reality of his own weaknesses. Do not seek importance in the eyes of the world through power, riches, or renown. Seek only to be important in my eyes through humility, simplicity, and compliance with God's will for you. Then I will rest my hand of divine provision upon you, just as I have done so with this mission. When you no longer seek personal holiness, you are a great pain, a new sword in my sacred heart, which is pure love. My dear brothers and sisters, you will never know with what fierceness the flame of my heart burns with longing for the conversion of each soul. Do not take my call to personal holiness casually or with indifference. See in this call a burning love, eternal divine love, a longing to be reconciled with the heart of mankind. Do not reject my invitation through self-love. It is through your yes to my call to holiness that the flame of my heart will be able to burn away all evil and establish within hearts and in the world the new Jerusalem. Realize that living in holy love in the present moment is personal holiness. Earth will experience resolutions to problems or continued and new perplexities according to the response to my call to holiness here tonight. My brothers and sisters, behold my most sacred heart, which beats with ardor for each one of you. The flame of my mother's heart is a purifying flame. The flame of my heart is the flame of truth, and leads the soul deep into the chambers of our united hearts. My brothers and sisters, console me in my hour of need. Tonight I am blessing you with my blessing of divine love.